Let's talk about action. How important is taking action? This is one of the most important things to be able to get where you want to go, because if you don't do something about it, you're not going to get something from it. If you don't do something about it, you're not going to get something from it. You got to take action, and consistent action. But taking action, it's, you know, it could be scary because you've never done it before. Taking action can be something that really drains you, because it's taking all that you are to be able to do this thing that you're trying to do, and you're like, ah, and maybe you feel alone, maybe you don't have people who are supporting you, and this is something that's new to you, and it's scary, and it's uncharted territory, but you want to do something better for your future, for your family, for your life, and this action is just scary and draining. But without action, it's just dreaming. You know, you have these dreams of things getting better. You have these dreams of having a great relationship that's healthy, but you're not taking action there. You're not doing anything different. You have dreams of having, you know, this business, this career that's producing, you know, a good amount of wealth for you so you can be comfortable and happy and being able to provide for yourself, for your family. You have those things, but you have the dream, but you're not taking the specific and consistent action that you need to be able to get where you want in your wealth and your career. Or how about in your health? You know, you have these dreams of losing weight. You have these dreams of, you know, getting fit or feeling better, having better energy. You have these dreams of fitting in that, in those jeans again, whatever it is. You have these dreams, but there's no action that matches those dreams. So those things will just remain dreams. They will remain. And not only that, but those dreams are your ideals, right? Like, those are your, like, I wish I one day. And when you start to compare where you are to those ideals, guess what happens? You start to lower your self-esteem. You start to beat yourself up because you know it's been a long time since you've been wanting to do that, but you're not doing anything about it. So your brain just starts to not believe in yourself because you keep saying that, but you're not doing anything about it. So you must be just joking. You must not be for real. You must just be pretending, right? So your brain just starts to look at you that way. Your brain just starts to believe that way, where it builds this insecurity, this indecisiveness, this procrastination, this hesitation, this self-doubt, this unbelief, this guilt, this regret, this shame. All this stuff comes with it because you keep dreaming big, but you're not taking action that matches. It doesn't mean you're gonna do it perfect. You see, this life, this process of growth is not about perfection. It's not about perfection. Come on, like, stop beating yourself up. Stop shooting all over yourself. We're like, man, I should have done this. I should have done that. No. You see, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to make a lot of them. You're going to fail. And as I heard this book, there was a title. It's called Failing Forward. Right? Like, you're going to fail. There's no failing unless you quit and you stop, right? So every quote unquote failure, it's just learning. So even if we change that in our brain, it's going to really help us to move forward more. Because, like, well, what if I fail? What if I mess up? Well, you are going to fail. You are going to mess up because you haven't done all these things before, and you're not perfect, just like everyone else. And that's not the point. The point is not perfection. Again, the point is not perfection. The point is consistent progression, even if it's a step or two, because that's what produces happiness. That's what produces, you know, joy in your life, because you're growing, you're moving forward. Because you know how it feels when you're not moving forward in your relationship. It feels stale. Like, why am I here? Why am I in this relationship? You know how it feels when you're not moving forward in your career. You know how it feels when your business is not growing and moving forward. It's stuck. When your finances are stuck, when in your health you're not progressing, you're just staying the same, or even, you know, going backwards, you're not as healthy anymore. Like, these things, they feel like crap. It robs your joy, it robs your self-confidence, it robs so much your peace, so many good things that rob the quality of your life, because you're dreaming and not taking action that matches. So yes, dream big. Always dream big. Always have more dreams, more goals, more things you want to do. This is healthy for you. But you have to have action behind it. And, you know, sometimes it's going to be massive action. Sometimes it's just you have the energy to freaking crawl. You know, sometimes we have the energy to just stand, right? Like, man, I'm getting beat up right now. I have a lot of things going on in my life. I have these problems, this problem. And you sometimes you just need to be able to stand strong, hold it, then okay, take another step. Then take another, and that's okay. Again, because it's not about perfection. It's about consistent progression. So I want to encourage you to take action. See, a lot of times people will make it even spiritual right here and be like, well, it's because I'm praying for it. You know, let me pray about that. Come on. There's so many things that even, you know, if you're a man or a woman of God, that you shouldn't be waiting around and praying about, because he's already told you. He's already made it clear, hey, you're supposed to be doing this. You know, these are things like godly attributes or things that you should already be doing. And here we are praying about it. A lot of times that's just an excuse that sounds really spiritual. See, yes, pray, of course. But there's a lot of things that you already know you should be doing and you're not doing. So pray as you're moving. Pray as you're taking action. Pray that you would be guided as you are moving forward instead of just sitting there and just waiting for God to come down and do it for you. You have to take action. God will empower you. God will give you the wisdom and all those things as you are going. So keep moving. Keep taking action. What do you want? Go for it. You know, God is going to be with you and for you. So it doesn't matter who or what will come against you, because I really believe that you and I were called to win, called to dominate, called to succeed, called to be above and not beneath, called to be the head and not the tail, because all things become possible when you begin to believe and take action. So I want to encourage you today to look at some things, some areas in your life where you're not taking the action, and you know it, you know it. You're not deceiving yourself. You know it. You've been kind of trying to be in denial about it or not think about it or distract yourself about it. But come on, let's just really face it. Let's look at those areas in your life that you need to take some action in your health, in your partner relationship, in your parenting, with your team, your personal production, with, you know, your business, with your boss, with your clients. Like, there are some areas where you know you should be doing something and you're not. Some things that you know that are important, but you're not putting your energy and time there. You're not taking some action there. So I want you to look at those things and just really face it. Be brutally honest with yourself, right? Write them out. Come up with a plan. Start to keep yourself accountable there. You can even bring a coach or somebody else into it so that you can do it, right? But make a change there. Like, really start to, like, own that I'm going to start taking freaking action here. And it doesn't have to be huge action. These, you know, you don't have to run right away, but hey, take a step. Take another step. Take another one and be consistent. You're going to see how this changes the quality of your life. It's going to bring more joy, more happiness, more confidence in yourself. It's going to just make you a better person all around, because you're not just being stagnant and still. You are taking action.